But I would like to remind you all that being made over is no one-time event. Sanctification is a process, amen?
Amen.
And that process should be taking place in our lives every day.
Amen.
Glory to God. So there's no sense in you coming to the church where the word of God is being proclaimed to assist in your sanctification if you leave it here.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 119. Thank you, Lord God, that being made over is not a one-time thing. Glory to God. Because he saved us. But we know that he's sanctifying us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And that ing,
yeah,
that denotes continually.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a continual thing. Amen. It's happening. It's ongoing.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's not stopping.
Amen.
He doesn't say, I'm going to sanctify you on Sunday, then I'll pick up that sanctification process on Wednesday. The word of God doesn't say that.
Amen.
He said he's sanctifying us day by day. Amen. We're being sanctified.
Amen.
With every situation that happens in your life, with the interaction you have with the people in your household, those small things, sanctification is taking place, amen?
Amen.
In those small things. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you're asked to take the high road, when you're asked to suffer long, when you're asked to give what you don't think you have, sanctification is taking place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody ought to shout, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord, for not just sanctifying me on Sunday.
Thank you, Lord, yeah, for not just sanctifying me on Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Glory,
amen,
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 119, verse 1. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How many of us want to be blessed?
Amen.
Not everybody, huh? Amen. Glory to God. It says, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. So many of us, and you don't have to say amen, you can say ouch, it's okay. So many of us, we're trying to be blessed outside of our way being blameless.
Amen.
We're trying to be blessed outside of walking in the way, in the law of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
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 We are. We are. We are. We're sacrificing at every turn. It might not be big things that everyone will notice. It might just be small things. But we talked about the little foxes that spoil the vine.
Amen.
It might just be small things. You know what? I can take that job. I can make this money. I don't have to go to church. I can miss praise and worship. Mm.
Mm.
Is that us? Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. So this is not talking about Sunday only folk. It's not talking about Sunday and Wednesday folk. It's talking about all the time folk.
Yeah.
Where the Lord, being a Christian is who you are.
Yeah.
And not just something you put on and take off.
Amen.
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 And that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many of us, we put it on as if it's a costume. Mm-hmm. It's the truth whether you agree or not. It really is. So many of us, we put it on like it's a costume. I'm going to put on my Christian costume. I'm going to church. I'm going to put on my Christian costume. I'm going to a function at the church. I'm going to put on my Christian costume because I ran into Sister Sally from the church. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But we're striving as children of God that we don't have a costume.
Amen.
It's coming from the inside out.
Yes.
And I carry it with me everywhere I go.
Thank you,
I'm the same no matter who I'm around.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm a child of God and I proclaim His goodness no matter who I'm talking to.
Amen.
I don't change my language.
Uh-oh.
Amen. When I'm sending that email, I'm not changing my language. Praise God, I'll be praying for you. Amen?
Amen.
I used to backtrack. I'm like, oh, wait, this is not a believer. I don't care if you're a believer. I'm a believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care if you're a believer. I'm a believer. And if you don't want me to proclaim the good news of God, don't talk to me. If you don't want me to proclaim, hallelujah, that He can do it, hallelujah, that He's a Savior, that He's a healer, that He's a deliverer, talk to Orlando.
Amen.
That's all I got for you.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's all I have for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed are those who weigh is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with their whole heart,
Amen.
Who also do no wrong, but walk in His ways. The Lord was talking to me through praise and worship about us sacrificing Him. Amen?
Amen.
We sacrifice Him, but we want to be blessed. We sacrifice Him, but we want Him to send us a godly man. We sacrifice Him, but we want Him to send us a godly, dutiful wife. I want you to know that you're not going to get a godly man going after an ungodly man.
Amen.
It's not going to all of a sudden be this godly man. He's not going to turn because you're supposed to be a godly woman. That's not going to change him.
Amen.
The Word of God says you shall know them by the fruit they bear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Word of God says. And if they're not bearing that fruit, you got to keep stepping. I don't care how good they look, how nice they sound, how smooth they are, what they've done for you. None of it matters. None of it matters because when the rubber meets the road, I need God to come out of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When I'm not so easy to love, I need you to be able to seek the face of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When I'm not so easy to understand, I need you to be able to seek the face of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
When I don't know what to do, I need you to go to God and lead me.
Yeah.
I need you to walk in a way that's pleasing to the Lord and not just pleasing to me.
Hallelujah.
Because His highest good is what I want.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
I don't need a wishy-washy husband. I don't need a man that's going to do whatever. And I don't need a man that's going to be inconsistent.
Jesus.
You don't need that either. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I told Brianna, I'd rather you not to ever have a husband than have an ungodly one.
Amen.
Flat out.
Flat out.
Point blank.
Yeah.
Period.
Amen.
And that might be a hard way to walk, but I'd rather the Lord equips you to walk that way than you settle for somebody ungodly that's going to take you through hell and back. And you deserve it.
Amen.
Preach it, Holy Ghost.
You know what I mean? I mean, we talk about allowing the Lord to write our lives. Sometimes it's not what we would have chose. You know how an actor goes and he picks, you know, he chooses an actor or actress, they choose the scripts they want to apply for. What do you call that? Cast for, you know, they go after certain things, right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't get to choose. He's already written it. You don't get to choose.
Hallelujah, that's good.
We really don't get to choose.
That's good.
And quite frankly, He's going to write stuff that we would never have chosen.
Amen.
Ever.
Hallelujah.
I never would have chosen to be 34 years old without my mom. I would have never chosen that.
Hallelujah.
I would have never chosen to walk through that. You know, if I had to throw in some negative things, it wouldn't have been that. I'd have found something else. You know what I mean? I would have found something that was, you know, a little less traumatic,
Amen.
A little less sorrowful, something Amen. That I probably could deliver myself from.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But when the Lord does the writing, when He writes the script, He's going to write the story that He only can deliver you from, where He gets the glory, where He gets the honor.
Yes. Yeah.
And we don't want to walk in that. We don't want to walk in that. We want to be blessed without that. We want to be blessed without it. It said, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways.
Amen.
Has the Lord located you yet?
Amen.
Who also do no wrong. How do we know what's wrong?
The word
of God and the word of God alone. Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord says no, it's no.
Amen.
If the Lord says yes, it's yes. If the Lord says wrong, it's wrong. If he says it's righteous, it's righteous. We don't get to change it. We don't get to choose. We simply have to follow and surrender to him. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We simply have to follow and surrender to him.
Amen.
So you don't get to decide that doing things this particular way is all right because it don't really hurt anybody. Because the Lord says you're to do all things in honesty and in integrity. So you don't get to say, you know what? It's no real big deal. Everybody else is doing it. And you're justifying it. And God is like, no, it's still wrong.
Amen.
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 But so many of us do that.
Amen.
You know, because everybody else is doing it and it'll blend right in. It's no big deal. They didn't catch them, so hey, no big deal. It's funny, the kids at our school, they often say stuff like, because I'm the dress code police at my school. That's what they deem me, the dress code police. Mm-hmm. But I just believe that there's rules you follow them. That's just what I believe.
Yeah.
So the kids come to school, and especially the girls, and they have their nasty attitudes and all of that. I said, baby, I didn't even want to talk to you. I really didn't. I didn't want to talk to you. I didn't want to tell you that your shirt is down too low or your skirt is up too high. Or I don't come to school with you in mind. I didn't want to talk to you about that. I said, but you know what you did? When you got dressed this morning, you chose for Miss Harris to talk to you. You chose that. You know, and that's what we do. We choose, okay, I'm going to do this. It's no big deal. And they say, oh, and this is the point. They say, well, nobody ain't say nothing to such and such, and she did whatever. And I was like, that's too bad. You got caught and she didn't. Guess she got away with one. But is it any less wrong?
Right,
it's no less wrong because she didn't get caught.
Amen.
The example we use often is there are people on the road all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many know that not everybody's doing the speed limit?
Amen.
You know, because it's you happy. right? So we know that not everybody out there is doing the speed limit. But when the police stop you and give you a ticket, your answer is not, well, everybody else is speeding.
No.
You either humbly take it or you make up in your mind, I'm going to go fight it so I don't get the points. I mean, you know, either way, you get the ticket sometimes. But thank God, by his grace, you don't get it all the time.
Yes.
Amen. At least not all the times we deserve to get it.
Amen.
We don't get it.
Amen.
Amen. So it's just, it's a matter of, where is your standard? What standard are you living by? Because you're a child of God does not mean that you're living by the principles of the word. It does not mean that. It should mean that. But it don't always mean that. Because you can proclaim that you love the Lord and not follow his commandments at all. You can proclaim anything. Right? We can proclaim anything. But the word of God is what decides. It's the word of God is what corrects us and what shows us the way and gets us back into alignment or tells us we're out of alignment. It's the word of God. It's nothing else. So if you choose to break his law and presume upon his grace, don't be screaming you want to be blessed. Because he didn't say that's the way we could be blessed. He said, blessed are those who walk according to his way. Those are the people that's going to be blessed. So if you find yourself in a situation or in circumstances where you've chosen things other than the word of God, and you find that you're not blessed, Don't be crying to God, why, Lord, why? He's telling you why. He's telling you right here. Psalms 119:1. He's telling you why. Blessed are those who walk, whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. So don't ask why when your life is not blessed. Don't ask why. Say, Lord, show me. Lord, forgive me.
Thank you.
Help me to do better. Thank you for having mercy on me and not allowing me to be in a worse situation.
Amen.
Because of what I've done, because of the choices I've made, because of allowing myself to choose things over you, over your glory, over your honor, over your revealed word. Over your revealed word. Now we have Christians who are so holy. Oh my gosh, they're just so holy. Everything they talk about is holy. They just holy. You can't talk about a glass of milk without them talking about the Lord. I love the Lord. I really do. But not everything I say is going to be the Lord said. It's not. Not everything I say is going to be, the Lord told me to go to Kroger, and then he told me to make a right, then he told me to make a left, whatever. That's not real. That's not real. That is not real. And then you're going to be so, some people, as they say, are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly being. You know what I mean? So people, instead of people listening to you, they're going to cut you off and shut you down because they're like, this holy person, they just real holy. I guess they think they already in heaven. You know? That's not real. It's not real life. Because the Lord gave us a physical body to live this thing out in. So we can't act like we are not in a physical body. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. If we can just stick to the script, just stick to the revealed word of God and line our lives up according to that, then the Lord said we're going to be blessed. Verse number 4, you have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statute.
Amen.
Is that our cry?
Absolutely.
Oh, that my ways may be.
Yes.
Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes, because you have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently.
Yes. Yes.
Are we failing in that?
No.
Spirit-filled folks, are we failing in that? Mm-hmm. Are we keeping his commandments and his precepts diligently? Are we keeping them diligently? I believe that every Christian at some point should come to the place where some things are just automatic. It should just be automatic. Some things should just be, because I'm a child of God and because that's who I am. I mean, you know, I don't even know how to give you an example, but some things with you just physically are just automatic. They're just automatic. Like, you don't wake up and say, I'm going to paint my face black. You are black, right? You don't wake up and say, I'm going to paint my face white. You're white. That's just who you are. Well, as a child of God, I don't have to. Some things are just automatic.
Yeah.
Some things are just because I'm a child of God and that's who I am.
Yes.
And it just comes out of me.
Yes.
Do you all understand that? Like, some things just come out of you because you're a child of God. Some things are just automatic. It's automatic that I don't lie. You know what I mean? Lying should be an exception. It should be like, the Lord should be like, wait a minute, that was a lie. It shouldn't be like, that was a lie, that was a lie, that was a lie. You know, some things are automatic. You just automatically are more a truthful person.
Yes.
Right? You're just automatically more compassionate.
Yes.
You're just, some things are just, they just come out of you because of the nature of God in you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying that you don't ever lie. I'm not saying that you're ever not compassionate or that you're never a person that gives grace. But some things, because of who you are, because of the impact of what has been done for you, it comes out. The impact, a good example is grace. The Lord has been so gracious to us. I mean, you know, like me, myself, I know, like, You all might think differently, but I know that I don't deserve the grace of God in my life. I know that that this person here is a mess. I know that. So because the Lord has been so gracious to me and I know what a wreck I am, it helps me be gracious to other people. How can you not be gracious when you receive so much grace? How can you not be forgiving when you've been forgiven ultimately? How can you know what I'm saying? So some things that are just like inherent to a believer, to a Christian, you know, to a person who proclaims the gospel, some things are inherent to that person. And it's like, grace? Give grace? I know all about that. You know what I mean? I might can't raise my hand on a lot of things in the classroom, but I can raise my hand about grace. I can raise my hand and testify about mercy. You know what I mean? I can raise my hand and be like, yep, I know all about forgiveness. I might be quiet the rest of the class, but I know about that. You know what I mean? And that should be us as believers. We all should be able to identify with that. There are certain things. Lying, cheating, stealing. Those are things that's just inherent. Like, it's like you just don't do that. It's just not God's way. Amen? But we still struggle with those things. Do some people in here still struggle with lying? Absolutely. Do some people still struggle with cheating? Absolutely. Absolutely. If it's going to bring convenience, if it's going to allow them to get a little bit of an upper hand, oh, we're challenged with that. We're challenged with that. You guys can look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. It's cool because I know I'm telling the truth. We're challenged with that. We're challenged with not sacrificing the Lord's glory because we want something. Or we want someone, or we want some money, or a car, or a particular advantage. We're challenged with that. And all of it goes back to our relationship with the Lord. Amen? Because when He's priority, when His Word is priority, we look at scriptures like this, blessed is the man that, you know, walks according to His way. Like, ooh, like I'm convicted. You know, I know that wasn't your way, Lord. Lord, forgive me. Help me to do better. That should be our posture, right?
Yes.
That should be our posture as believers. Amen. But let me say this. It's cool to ask forgiveness, but it's better not to have to ask forgiveness.
No.
It is. It's better. And it should be indicative of your walk with the Lord. It should be indicative of that, right?
Yes.
It should be. The things you do, the things you say, like, all right, good example. When a person does not do certain things as a child of God, if you know the word and a person does not do certain things, they don't have to tell you anything. And you know, you can identify them. You can point them out. You can be like, in your mind, like, they don't have no real relationship with the Lord. That might be your judgment, but if you're making your judgment according to the word of God, because the word of God says you shall know them by the fruit they bear. If they're not bearing any fruit, it's no shame in you saying that's not an apple tree.
Man.
If a person's not bearing fruit that is a product of being changed and rearranged by the power of God, it's no shame in saying that person doesn't seem to have a real relationship with Christ.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, how do we get better? How do we do better? Lest we know that we're not doing better.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because the world will have you thinking you're doing all right. You know what I mean? David, you're an honest guy. You seem cool. You know what I mean? He's good. But the Lord knows your life. He knows your heart, your mind.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
You know, Rolanda, everybody thinks I'm this wonderful person. Yes, she's cool. She's this, she's that, whatever. But the Lord knows my heart. He knows the dirt.
Yes.
That I have not revealed to you.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? So if I have a relationship with Him, then He's working on that so that I can walk in His way. So that I can diligently keep His commandments and His precepts. He's working it out in me. He's sanctifying me daily. Daily. Moment by moment. Hour by hour. He's doing that in my life. Amen?
Hallelujah.
So it's not okay that I have a foul attitude with my husband. That might seem small to some people. But to me as a child of God, the Lord convicts me. He was like, oh, that was short. I'm like, excuse me? Like, you know me. I'm kind of like, you know, little bit on the sad side. So it's like, what? You want me to do what? Like, I didn't really even say anything. He was like, no, that was sharp. It's like, was? Knowing that I know. I'm like, that wasn't really that sharp, you know? I'm like, or I'll say, he wasn't bothered by it. But if the Lord is bringing it to me, who's bothered by it? The Lord is. And who matters more, him or the Lord? Amen? The Lord matters more. So he deals even in those little things. He deals even in those little things. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for all the times I've been short. Or sharp. Sometimes it's a little sharp. Sometimes it's a little short. Impatient. And then the Lord will bring to me. He'll say, what are you going to do when he becomes like 70 and forgets something? Or 80 and forgets something? Like, are you going to be impatient then? You know what I'm saying? Or if he doesn't hear me. I'm like, he should have heard that. Like, what's wrong with his hearing? Like, maybe his hearing ain't what it used to be. I mean, I don't know. But I'm just saying. Like, so if you're cutting those corners now, what happens as you get older?
Amen.
And things, your body, you know, the body decays day by day, right?
Yes.
Amen. So what happens? Amen. Are you patient? Are you loving? Are you kind? Now's the time to practice.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Beautiful. Beautiful. Jesus.
Verse number 7. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules.
Amen.
So basically, I'm not going to be mad that you have these righteous rules, but I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to be excited and glad.
Amen.
Amen. That your way is not the world's way.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. That you have an order for things.
Yes.
That this glorifies you. Yeah. That in and of itself should be enough for us, right?
Yeah.
If the Lord has commanded us something and we know that we know what he commands brings him glory, that should be enough for us to follow after that.
Yeah.
That should be enough for us to diligently pursue that and seek that, to walk in that. That should be enough. Bringing glory to God should be enough.
Yes,
it should be enough. It doesn't have to be, I can bring glory to God, but what am I going to get out of this?
No.
Nobody's guilty of that. Okay. Or sometimes we just think, what am I going to get out of this? We don't even think about the glory of God. Like, what am I going to get me? Like, or like, how is this going to benefit me? We might not stop and ask that question, but in the back of our minds, we're like, oh, I'm not doing that because that ain't going to help me. That's okay.
Amen.
I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Please, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word.
Amen.
With my whole heart, I seek you.
Yes.
Let me not wander from your commandments.
Amen.
I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are you, O Lord. Yes. Teach me your statutes.
Me.
With my lips, I declare all the rules of your mouth.
Yes.
In the way of your righteous testimonies, I delight as much in all riches.
Yes. Yes.
Woo, we got a long way to go.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We got a long way to go.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Most of us have limited riches, and we don't even delight that much. It's the truth, right? Amen. I will meditate on your precept and fix my eyes on your ways.
Yes.
I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Amen. So when you are confused about what to do, or when you are just perplexed, just like, okay, Lord, what am I here for? I want to live my best life now. Please help me see what I'm here for. Why am I here, Lord? What is my purpose? I want you to know that you have a purpose. Even if he doesn't reveal your, you know, individual purpose, I don't want you to walk around wandering like I don't have, you know, okay, I really don't have a purpose. Because we all have an ultimate purpose.
Amen.
Amen. And that's to bring glory and honor to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't get down on yourself because the Lord hasn't showed you the job or the career or the career path or all the stuff that the world say you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get down on yourself because the Lord has revealed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How your way can be blessed.
Yes.
He's revealed to you what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Your purpose is to bring him glory and to bring him honor.
Yes.
Amen. And we as children of God, we are falling short of that every single day. Yes. Without yes. regard.
Yes.
Without regard.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Because I'm a parent, that doesn't give me the pass to treat my kids any kind of way. It doesn't give me the pass to talk to them in any tone.
Amen.
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 It doesn't, I mean, some of us talk to our kids so nasty, and then we wonder why they go to school with an attitude. We do. Some of us, we fuss, and then we scoot them out the car, have a good day. Is that fair?
No.
Is that right? Is that godly? Is that honoring?
No,
it's not. But if you're everything, if you want everything to line up with his will and his way, then you're going to let the Lord check you when you're picking at everything on your kid.
Amen.
Or when you're using tones that are not helpful to them.
Right, that's good.
Amen?
Amen.
Not helpful. Amen.
Kids walk into the building with an attitude and angry and crying.
Yeah.
Who does that at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You wake up your kid with an attitude. What's wrong? Oh, my mom just cussed me out. Oh, okay. Good morning. You know?
Yeah.
We can't be like the world. We can't settle for their standard.
No,
we have to have a higher standard. You're equipped with the Holy Spirit in you. He can talk to you all day, all morning. He'll tell you, you know what, you need to settle down, or you need to back off, or you need to say this instead of that, or you need to do this instead of that.
Amen?
I'm sure the Lord doesn't want your kid going to school with a bad attitude. I'm sure that's not what he designed, what he wants. That's not his purpose. He doesn't want that for you. Being a child of God, you're the mom, you're a child of God, you're led, controlled, and influenced by the Holy Spirit, right? We have to walk in his way. We have to let the Spirit break out in us, right? Break out. We sang that song. I went to that song for a reason. Because some of us, the Spirit ain't breaking out. You breaking out. But the Spirit is not breaking out. Our flesh is overwhelming. But I want you to know the Spirit of God is greater. It's greater than your flesh. It's greater than your problem. It's greater than your circumstance. It's greater than your desire for him or for her or for that substance or for that gain. The power of God is greater than that. Amen? And we need to use the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, to lead, guide, and direct us, to show us the way, to lead us into all truth, to help us follow after him and his precepts and follow them diligently,
amen.
His commandments.
Amen.
Amen. To put him first. How many of us didn't put the Lord first this morning? We put a cup of coffee first. We went and got some coffee instead of coming to praise and worship. How many of us did not value the fact that we get to, and I say get to, it's an honor that we get to come together with other believers, exalt the name of the Most High God together. Nobody's shooting at us. Nobody's after us for doing it. We get to freely bow before the Lord together collectively with our real family. But I gave it up for a cup of coffee, or so that I could read a little longer, or so that I can watch this little TV a little bit longer. Oh yeah, I'll leave in a minute. Church starts at 10 o'clock. It started at 10 o'clock since we've been here. If you haven't figured out how to get here on time, that's a red flag. That's a problem. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, for real.
Amen.
It is a problem.
Each other goes.
It's a problem. It's 10 o'clock. Sundays, obviously you all are not at work, you're here. So what's keeping you from getting here on time?
Preaching.
You might want to evaluate that, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
So Jesus. Father God, I thank you that we are a blessed people.
Amen.
We are a blessed people, that our way is blameless. I thank you that we walk in the law of the Lord.
Amen.
I thank you that we are a blessed people because we keep your testimonies, and we seek you with our whole heart.
Yes.
That we withhold nothing from you. We walk in your ways.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, that you have commanded your precepts and we keep them diligently.
Yes.
I thank and praise you, Lord God, that our ways are steadfast in keeping your statutes. I thank and praise you, Lord God, that we will not be put to shame. We have our eyes fixed on your commandments. I praise you with my upright heart, and I will learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. I thank you that you will not forsake me, Father God. I thank you. I thank you that my way is kept pure because I keep them according to your word. With my whole heart, I will seek you. I thank you that I will not wander from your commandments. I thank you, Lord God, that I have stored your word up in my heart. And we like to say in abundance, that I might not sin against you, but instead I can bring you glory. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed, Father God, that you teach us your statutes. With our lips, we declare all your rules. In the way of your testimonies, we delight as much as in all riches. Help us to get there, Father. I thank you that we will meditate on your precept and fix our eyes on your ways, that we will delight in your statutes, and we will not forget your word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That we will not forget your word. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, I thank you that we will not forget your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God, that we stand on your promises. But we also stand on your commandments.
Yeah,
that we walk on them, Father.
Thank you, Father.
I thank and praise you, Lord God, that you gave a reward.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You didn't just say to keep my commandments. You said, blessed is he.
Amen. Amen.
So that means we get something out the deal, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's your grace and your mercy.
Yes,
so we thank you for that.
Amen.
It would have been enough that you saved us.
Thank you, Father.
But on top of that, you reward us for
thank
walking
you,
in your way.
Thank you, Father.
How awesome are you, Father?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to do a work in us, each one of us individually, Father. I thank and praise you, Lord God, that you are allowing us to truly do self-reflection and evaluation. Help us to see all the shortcuts we're taking, all the weights that we're holding on to, all those things that are dragging us down, keeping us from living full out for you. I thank and praise you, Lord God, that you will be blessed, that you will be blessed by our lives that are sacrificed for you, and we're not sacrificing you for our comforts and our pleasures and our entertainment. I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to do a work in us, and you who began a work, that you'll be faithful to complete it. We thank you for glorification, Father. But right now, we thank you for sanctification. No matter how it feels to us, we thank you, Lord God, that ultimately you'll be glorified. In Jesus' holy, mighty, majestic, also powerful, and wonderful name, we say thank God.
Thank God.
And amen.
Amen.